Welcome to the Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. U.S. wheat farmers from Idaho, Montana, and Nebraska were given the opportunity for a 10-day exploration of top Asian markets visiting Japan and South Korea, meeting with customers of U.S. wheat. Here with me on the phone to share some more about his personal experience on this trip is Robert Delsing, a Nebraska Wheat Board member as well as a U.S. Wheat Board member. Robert, before we get into too much detail about this trip, I'm sure it was very exciting. What were some of the main topics that were discussed throughout the trip overall?
Every country we went to had a question about supply and demand and what kind of condition our wheat crop was, what we thought availability or quantities would be this year yield-wise, and about the same answer you had to give to everybody. It's just way too early to answer that question. We're all dormant, and spring wheat hasn't been planted yet. The hard red winter wheat, like say, is dormant and covered up with snow in most places. So we couldn't give them a true answer on that, but we got expectations of having a decent crop.
And so while also on this trip, were there mentions of the past prices or stock market within the wheat industry? Like, did you do a little bit of a comparison of how we've come along in the past few years with the U.S. wheat market?
Yes, the quality of U.S. wheat is very high quality compared to other countries. The price is a little pricier. That was brought up quite often because of the price of the dollar and everything. It purchases less for them. That was probably the main topic, is the price of U.S. wheat. Quality is great, but they can find cheaper wheat and make it work from Australia. For example, their noodle industry, a lot of their white wheat comes out of Australia just because they can make a quality noodle with cheaper wheat. One question they all did have as a concern was keeping GMO wheat out of the marketplace. They don't want any GMO, and U.S. has no GMO wheat in the marketplace, so there's no worry or concern about that, but that is one question they all did ask, and it was a concern to them.
When talking about the difference in cost and like production cost and also quality of this wheat, are any of these factors a potential conversation that we'll have with the Nebraska wheat industry?
Oh, yes, we're always striving to do better, and we're very good farmers. Production is usually great. We've been through a drought these last couple of years, but university is always working to breed new wheat varieties. That milling quality is better and just enhance our profitability and everything in the export capacity.
And so with this trip covering a wide variety of different topics, whether it's the U.S. wheat production and then other countries' wheat production, overall, I know there's probably a lot, but what was some of your favorite parts or key takeaways that you got from going on this trip?
Well, just in the Philippines, Japan, and Korea, the hospitality was out of this world. U.S. wheat has superior employees in their offices over in these countries, and from millers and bakers and the U.S. wheat members workforce over there. Manila, we got to go to a big baker's fair, and more or less we were the guests of honors, and the food was different but edible. It's not what we have on a regular basis here. So, and Japan, everything was great there. They really appreciate the quality of U.S. wheat. It can't be matched, they said, but it's the price and getting it delivered.
Again, that was Robert Delsing with the Nebraska Wheat Board and U.S. Wheat Board. This has been the Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. I'm Carla Nichols for the Rural Radio Network.